Welcome to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Life is full of choices, some small, some life-changing. But what if you always said yes to everything? What if you never turned down an opportunity, no matter how uncertain or absurd it seemed? Tonight's story follows Daniel Whitmore, a man who never said no, until one fateful day. Sit back, relax, and let's begin. Daniel Whitmore had a simple philosophy in life: never say no. It wasn't that he was desperate to please people, he just believed every opportunity, no matter how insignificant, could lead somewhere unexpected. And it had worked for him. At 38, Daniel had gone from being an aimless college dropout to a well-traveled, well-connected businessman. He had dined with celebrities, sailed across the Mediterranean, and found himself in places he never imagined, all because he had refused to turn down an offer. A last-minute invitation to a networking event? He went. A risky investment in a tech startup? He said yes. A chance to live in Tokyo for a year? Why not? Every major moment in his life had started with a single yes. Until the day he received the strangest request of all. It was a cold afternoon in November when Daniel's phone rang. The number was unknown. Normally, he would have ignored it, but something told him to pick up. "Mr. Whitmore?" a woman's voice asked. "Speaking. My name is Evelyn Crane. I represent a private client who is in need of a man like you, someone who isn't afraid to take risks. We would like to meet you in person to discuss a proposal. You won't regret it." Daniel smirked. "This should be interesting." "All right," he said. "I'm in." That evening, he arrived at an upscale hotel, where a sleek black car was waiting. The driver, an older man in a crisp suit, opened the door without a word. Daniel hesitated. Something felt different. For the first time in years, a sliver of doubt crept into his mind. But he had a rule. He got in. The car wove through the city, heading toward the outskirts, where the buildings grew taller and the streets quieter. Eventually, they pulled into a grand estate surrounded by high iron gates. Inside, he was led to a dimly lit study, where a single figure sat in an antique leather chair. The man was old, dressed in a perfectly tailored suit, his fingers lightly tapping on a glass of whiskey. "Mr. Whitmore," the man said, his voice smooth but commanding. "I admire men like you, men who seize opportunity. That is why you are here." Daniel sat down, intrigued. "What exactly is this opportunity?" he asked. The old man smiled. "A simple task. I need you to deliver a briefcase to a man at the train station tomorrow morning. No questions asked. Do this, and you will be handsomely rewarded." Daniel leaned forward. "And if I say no?" The man's smile didn't fade. "But you don't say no, Mr. Whitmore. That is why you were chosen." A cold sensation crept up Daniel's spine. For the first time in his life, he hesitated. Was this the line he wasn't supposed to cross? He thought about all the choices he had made, every yes that had brought him fortune, adventure, and success. But this time, something felt different. "For the first time in years," Daniel said, "no." The room fell silent. The old man took a slow sip of his drink, then set the glass down. "A shame," he said. "Then I'm afraid our business is concluded." The driver took Daniel back to the city in silence. The next morning, he read the headline in the newspaper. "Mystery briefcase causes panic at Grand Central Station, authorities investigating." Daniel's blood ran cold. He had no idea what was in that briefcase. And for the first time in his life, he was grateful for the one word he had never said before. Not all opportunities should be taken. Sometimes, saying no is the smartest decision you'll ever make. That was today's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, and join us next time for another tale of fate, mystery, and the unknown.